From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Today, the country turns its attention to the Supreme Court, where arguments began in a pair of same-sex marriage cases. But that's not all the court did this morning. Just before they got to the day's big arguments, the justices issued an important decision in an unrelated case. This one was about searches and the right to privacy. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
The key player in this case is a four-legged investigator named Frankie. Frankie's a dog, with a nose thousands of times more powerful than his human companions. So when Frankie and his handler walked up to a house in Florida on a tip, Frankie could tell what his handler could not. There were drugs inside. One search warrant later, the police uncovered 25 pounds of marijuana and arrested Joelis Hardinas. Today, the justices said Frankie's visit to the front porch was a search, violating the Fourth Amendment right to privacy.
Very important for privacy interests because we're dealing with people in the place where they live, and that's where they have the highest degree of privacy interest.
Howard Blumberg is the public defender who represented Hardinas. Courts have long said that an officer can walk up to a house, knock on a door, and question the person who answers. If the cop sniffs pot, no problem. But this ruling says a dog is different.
They cannot come up to the front door of a house and conduct a search. And when they come up to the front door of a house with a narcotic detection dog, there's no question that that is what they're doing.
Writing for the majority, Justice Antonin Scalia acknowledged that police can walk onto a person's front porch, quote, but introducing a trained police dog to explore the area around the home in hopes of discovering incriminating evidence is something else. Scalia was joined by an unusual alignment of justices: Clarence Thomas, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan. The Florida Attorney General's office prosecuted Hardinas. They declined an interview request, but released a statement expressing disappointment in the decision. Former prosecutors say this is a setback.
I think this case makes it a little more difficult for police to do their job.
Paul McNulty was Deputy Attorney General under President Bush, and he's now in private practice.
The idea that outside the house, on a front porch or on a driveway, that these would be areas that would carry an expectation of privacy raises some really difficult questions.
The four dissenting justices made that point. Samuel Alito wrote the minority opinion, joined by Anthony Kennedy, Stephen Breyer, and Chief Justice John Roberts. Alito said, when officers walk up to the front door of a house, they are permitted to see, hear, and smell whatever can be detected from a lawful vantage point. Alito points out that the visit took only a minute or two, and he writes that Frankie is hardly a new technology. Quote, dogs have been domesticated for about 12,000 years. Yet there are new technologies that make this a much more sensitive subject. Ryan Kahlo studies privacy and technology at the University of Washington School of Law.
There are very sophisticated chemical sensors or other sorts of sensor technology that permit you to do what the dog sniffing cases pretty much allow, which is only detect contraband.
In 2001, the justices held that a heat sensor aimed at a house is an unconstitutional search, but part of their reasoning was that the heat sensor can detect much more than marijuana grow lights. So imagine a mechanical dog with a nose so powerful that it can sniff drugs, and only drugs, from across the street. Kahlo says unless the sniffer is physically on your property, this ruling does not offer clear guidance.
This case does not reach a circumstance where, say, a drone with a chemical sensor flies over a house, or even, frankly, where a dog simply walks down a hallway in an apartment building. The holding of this case is pretty narrow.
Justice Elena Kagan would have gone bigger. In a concurring opinion, she said police should not be able to use a sense-enhancing device to examine a home without a warrant, regardless of whether that device is on the property or not. Justices Ginsburg and Sotomayor joined that concurrence, but it was not enough to make a majority. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.